Syracuse Common Councilors are hoping to flex some of their legislative muscle over the next several months with their own specific agenda. Councilor-at-Large and President Pro Tem Khalid Bey has been trying to formally lay out a set of priorities since he was first elected 8 years ago.
When you talk about legislative priorities, these are things that we think need to be done. It's not anti in any direction for anybody, but when you talk about an effort to make the city better, it's necessary, as far as I'm concerned, that the legislature show some will.
Now, he says councilors and priorities have aligned.
No discredit to anybody who's been here before. I think sometimes habit and conditioning has a major effect on how people do. And in government, we have a lot of established custom, and custom is often mistaken for the rule. And so what you had, I think, in this body is a lot of independent people who understood the logic, who came in with the intent to do work in a different way. And so it made it a lot easier.
Some of the issues they hope to tackle go back decades. Council President Helen Hudson says one of them is amending the public officers law, which exempts police officers, firefighters, and sanitation workers from a residency requirement.
We're working on a 1946 law that was put in place by New York City. And when you talk about police and fire, we're not Manhattan. I don't think it'll be a real struggle for them to find decent housing within the city proper.
When you talk to mayors in other cities across upstate, from Buffalo to Yonkers, they all make the same complaint, that they take a hit because of the lack of obligation for public safety to live in their cities.
Bey says the Taylor Law was unnecessarily applied to upstate cities. Amending the measure would require a statewide referendum, a process that could take at least a year. Other council priorities are already in motion. They're working with the Walsh administration on a proactive lead ordinance to fight the ongoing lead paint health crisis. And they're also creating an independent redistricting commission, which voters approved last fall. Councilors will also continue to review business license fees, and they're pushing a one-year moratorium on the sale of city-owned vacant land to nonprofit organizations. We'll explore other priorities in the days ahead. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.